Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. However, I have another coach with me today who I will introduce very shortly. Well, it's hard to believe it's already January 2nd and 3rd, 2016. We finally got some snow. It's finally feeling like winter. It's been unseasonably warm right up until the Tuesday after Christmas, and of course, just in time for the commute into work. We'd given our employees that extra day off on Monday, and welcome back to the sleet and snow on Tuesday. And of course, Friday was the world famous, Millennium Mile in Londonderry, and my guest ran in that race along with me. So my guest, of course, is the world famous, nationally acclaimed, award-winning coach, Mr. Thomas Walton of Concord in Kentucky. Tom, thank you for joining me in the second and third. I'm sure you have better things to do, like a snowshoe race or something like that.
It's a pleasure to be here, and no, I wouldn't rather be anywhere else but here. Thanks, Tom.
So my first question, since I don't see you that often as much as in the past, although we'll be getting together shortly, when are you going to do the cross-country trails around the Northeast Delta Dental campus? Because we have a brand new piece of equipment, and my commitment to my employee colleagues, your friends and colleagues as well, is that we would have some cross-country trails and do some cross-country to keep our aerobic fitness up.
Yes, good question. And of course, that's the big contingency with that. And my friend Tom Raffio is talking about Nordic trails and that would be suitable for cross-country skiing and for snowshoeing. We need snow. And we need fairly consistent snow, and it hasn't been a great season for it as of yet, but
maybe it will.
Yeah.
So you coached, put the Wayback Machine on. I mean, you've coached at a large high school, at a smaller high school. So in the years where there wasn't snow, like what did you do for training for these student athletes?
We did dry land training. It was very frustrating for those who were signing on for Nordic. Implicit Nordic is Nordic ski, not Nordic run. But we even put on meets where we ran with our poles to simulate as much as possible. And that would also happen, I imagine, with snowshoe races.
Didn't you used to bring up the student athletes maybe to like to Waterville Valley or something, place like
that?
Well,
yeah, or travel. And but for regular practices during the school week where we didn't have that time, we go right out the back of Hopkins High School and run the trails.
Awesome. And then you coached at Pittsfield too, right?
I did, but I didn't coach Nordic at Pittsfield. And the reason for the switch was because we had three or four very dry winters in a row, and I needed more consistency.
Variety. Yeah. Of course, you are somewhat a creature of habit, like most human beings. We're not wired for change, which is a great segue to our topic today, which is looking for a more satisfying life. This is the new year, 2016. So we're not obviously wired for change, but of course, everybody starts the new year with, I want to lose 15 pounds. I want to get in shape. I want to write a book, whatever. So why generally aren't those sustainable? I mean, what's missing on this sort of change element, do you think?
Well,
How if I help you answer that? So we go from pre-contemplation to contemplation. You taught me that.
Yes.
And then you're finally ready. So now you start working out with your trainer. You go to tidal boxing. You run more. You cross-country ski if there were snow. But sometimes we don't sustain that. And is that because we truly haven't made the commitment or we're not having fun at it or a combination of all that?
I think that what happens is that folks will enter into a change, be it a resolution, whatever we want to call it, without having taken those predictable steps that you just alluded to. And I'm going to go back to that because I'm going to name them all. The first one is pre-contemplation. So pre-contemplation is even before contemplating making a behavior change. Contemplation is contemplating the change. So you can see that there are several steps before actually taking action. Action is the third step. And what happens is, and to answer your question, is that people will enter into programs before having gone through that pre-contemplation and contemplation, and they're not ready for action.
And maybe also they're looking for that silver bullet, which really doesn't really exist when it comes to physical fitness, wouldn't you agree? It's all about the hard work.
There's no such thing as a silver bullet. And the unfortunate thing is and it might be all industrialized countries, but certainly in America, there's a multi-billion dollar industry selling a quick fix.
Right. And there is none. And that's taken me, I would say we've hung around since, I think, 2003. It took about until 2010 before I realized I'm a slow learner. Now, I want to get to what we really wanted to talk about today. Is there such thing as a positive addiction? That's kind of a radio tease. But before we get there, I want to assure the listening audience that, indeed, the Capital Area Race Series 2016 is around. It's going to happen again. I want to thank Tom, who's sitting right here, as well as Perry Segros, both who coach at NHGI, for giving us that idea back 10 or 11 years ago. And here we are now in the 11th year of it. And before you know it, it will be March 26, which will be the first race in Gilmanton at 10 a.m. I wanted to point out, Tom, that we have a new website. It's called runcarsnh.com. That's runcars with an S, nh.com. And you'll find all of the races. So would you agree with me, Tom, that the beauty of the Capital Area Race Series is that if you are an elite runner, you know, such as yourself or Scott Clark, people like that, very famous runners, this series can be very competitive. But also if you're recreational, or if you want to walk, jog, you can have just as much fun and be just as competitive. I think that's the beauty of this series, don't you think?
I agree. It is a series that was developed with every person in mind, and the idea was inclusion and participation. So what the series does is strings together 8 local capital area races and ask us to commit to those 8 races. But it's really a great way to sort of inform your season, so to speak. And what I mean by that as a coach is to plan your season. It's much easier to get the foot out the door if you have that incentive of a race.
And it's a bargain because you can. It definitely is. And just go on Run Cars New Hampshire, runcarsnh.com. You'll have all the information. And we did add, Tom alluded to, the 8th race. There used to be 7 races. Actually, when we started, there were 6. Then we added a 7th. We'd always gotten that feedback that there was a little bit of a gap between the Shaker Village cross country race in May. And then at the time, the next race was like the Bill Lutie race in July. So we actually have added 2 races in between: the Run for the Animals 5K, which is at Delta Dental, the world famous Over the River and Through the Woods, which Tom named. We still have that. The first year of that race is still the best sweatshirt ever, I think. And with the help of Runner's Alley, Janine's group joined us last year as one of the major sponsors. We've now added a 6th race called the Capital City Classic 10K. And that's on Sunday, June 26th. And with the cooperation of the City of Concord and all the great work of Runner's Alley, we'll be running through downtown. So I want to pause there because that's a 10K. And most of the more recreational runs and fundraisers tend to be 5Ks. I myself do many of those. I did over 100, as you know, in 2015. I actually like the half marathon distance now because I just, for myself, I just put myself in autopilot for 2 hours and basically, you know, run at a relatively slow pace for 2 hours, and it's fun and I don't get injured. But why do you think there's been so few 10Ks? And I'm so glad, you know, that with your help and with Runner's Alley, we have this Capital City Classic 10K.
That's hard to say. I think I can conjecture, but when we let's go back 3 or 4 decades, the 10K around Concord, there were a couple of very popular 10Ks around Frank Hackett. I think of the Hackett 10K and a couple of others, maybe around Chubb. But then
you're dating yourself, calling it Chubb. That's like that's about three names ago, Tom. Lincoln Financial.
But 10Ks kind of lost favor, I think, and the 5K became very, very popular again with that idea that most everyone can do it in some form or another.
Exactly. And the other thing that we've added, of course, Capital Race Series for years, is there's a walking component. So if you do the SEA race, which is the second race, which is on April 2nd, if you do the third race on April 22nd, the NHGI Delta, which is a Friday night race, there is a walking component. And then, of course, you have the world-famous Bill Luddy 5-miler. And people don't realize, and that, again, is on July 16th, people don't realize that after the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, the second longest running in terms of years is actually the Bill Luddy 5-miler. And the coach comes out every year, and that's a great race. So the great thing about the Capoeira Race Series, if you participate in 6 out of the races, as long as one of them is the Capital City Classic or the Bill Luddy, you get a participation prize courtesy of Runner's Alley. It's a great jacket last year. And again, if you're a competitive runner, there's all sorts of standings and points that you understand. The recreational runner just does it for participation, and it's a lot of fun. Again, that website is runcarsnewhampshire.com, with the first race, before you know it, it'll be here, is Saturday, March 26th. So after commercial break, we're going to ask Coach Walton the question, is there such a thing as a positive addiction? Tom Raffio, please stay tuned for more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. It's January 2nd and 3rd, and with me this glorious weekend in January, finally feeling like winter, is Coach Tom Walton, who was a coach for many years in Concord, in Pittsfield, great teacher, great coach now at NHTI, as well as the corporate fitness trainer and coach for Northeast Delta Dental for over 10 years. Keeps me healthy, keeps a lot of our employees healthy. Great guy, great enthusiastic person. So just a reminder, again, if you're interested in the Capital Year Race Series, just go on the website, runcarsnewhampshire.com, and the first race is March 26. I ran into some of my running friends at the Millennium Mile yesterday, Friday on January 1st, and people say, geez, is it happening this year? Because as we send out less paper and more electronic, some people are looking for the old school stuff, but it's definitely on. There's actually 8 races this year, starting with Gilmington and ending with the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic. Really cool bookends for the series, because if you've run Gilmington, you know that basically the last mile of the race is straight uphill. And the last race in July, Canterbury Woodchuck Classic, you have your fastest split, because the first mile of the race is basically downhill, and then the last mile is uphill. So it's kind of a good, great bookend for the series. So again, that runcarsnewhampshire.com. But what I want to spend about 10 minutes on with Tom is, you're, of course, a health science instructor at NHTI, and you, I think, sometimes have a discussion with your students, and you and I have actually talked about it as well, is there such a thing as a positive addiction, and can you use a positive addiction to look for a more satisfying life? So maybe you can deal with that question.
Okay. In my health science classes, one is personal wellness, and the other is a personal trainer course to prep people to become certified personal trainers. Kind of tease the kids with a question about positive addiction, and the question, is there such thing as a positive addiction? And I think that I have changed my mind as far as that's concerned. I think there is, when I hear addiction, there's definitely a negative connotation to that. And the suggestion is that one cannot possibly function without this thing, whatever this addiction is. And of course, we think about alcohol or other drugs, or smoking, et cetera. And those are definitely not positive addictions, but rather negative. But yes, I do. I think that an addiction can be positive. I think we need to be careful that the addiction doesn't infringe on our life with others. But I will cite in my answer, I will cite some work that was done by William Glaser. And I knew Glaser in public school with reality therapy and or choice therapy. And his suggestion is that as long as the addiction is something that is, well, here's his criteria, and you and I are going to argue about one of them, but I'm going to just read them verbatim, and then we'll talk about it.
Well, go ahead. So one is focusing on loving others and receiving love in return. So that
yeah, well, there's no doubt that ties in with another work that has been a big focus of ours at school that I've used it as an anchor of one of my courses, and that's Younger Next Year by Crowley and Lodge. And one of Dr. Lodge's rules is that we need to stay in a caring, connecting, committing mode, that as we get older, we can't disconnect or pull away.
Absolutely. And I think that's one, to me, that's one of the attractions of the road racing scene, is you're connecting with people every weekend. Maybe you go out afterwards with coffee. Once the competition is over, I mean, you're happy you've completed it. You soon forget about your time. Who beat you? Who do you beat? And you're out to coffee. So I think that sort of, I think most people would agree, caring, connecting, I'm sure, adds years to your life. And absolutely, positively, I see that in my mother. She's thriving. She has a circle of friends. She doesn't want to go down to Florida. She lives in Westwood, Mass. She's got a circle of friends. And, you know, when it's snowing out, she doesn't drive. Other than that, she's always connecting, and she's never looked better.
Well, that's where a positive addiction can definitely fit that. Creating connections. And anybody who's been in the game as long as you have, as long as I have, I would say that the connecting part of and that social part is as important as any other part of it. Seeing those same friendly faces, accepting non-judgmental kind of people. Glaser talked about a few others. One, activity should be a non-competitive pursuit, and I want to talk about that with you, which you can enjoy for about an hour each day. You can do activity easily without feeling the need for mental effort to do it well. You can do it alone if you have to. You can find physical, mental, or spiritual value in the activity. And finally, you can engage in the activity without summoning your inner critic to evaluate performance. And that also is hugely important. And I think it's the thing that really stops people the most. And that is that they get judgmental on themselves.
That's a great point, Tom, because, you know, I know that sometimes, you know, you and I have fallen into this trap too. We'll finish a 5K and we'll be sort of be bummed out. You know, in your case, you know, you did a 21 and you were hoping for a 20, or in my case, I did a 25 and I was hoping for a 24, and then you're thinking, oh my God, I should keep that to myself, because there are a lot of people doing 30s and you're just having fun doing it. And just think of, I got this from Dave McGilvery, famous race director, and obviously does the Boston Marathon and so on and so forth, but is that there is so many millions and zillions of people that can't pursue the art of running or walking. So just regardless of what your time is, you know, have fun. So without that inner critic, I think that's, you know, that's really important. Now, your other point of it has to, you know, an activity is a non-competitive pursuit in terms of, you know, addiction. You get no argument with me. I think actually, you know, one of my job is really competitive, keeping the company competitive, envisioning it. And of course, I like to compete in a fun way. But I also like those times where I'm not competing. So you'll get no argument from me, Mr. Walton.
No, you're going to get the argument from me. It's actually the other way around. I disagree with Glaser. I think that there is nothing wrong with competitiveness. I think what we need to do is to rethink what competitiveness means for us. Activity is non-competitive pursuit, which you can enjoy for about an hour each day. I agree that the training takes a majority of this stuff, but there's nothing wrong with competition if you keep it in perspective, and competition can be very, very healthy. And again, if you can be competitive, and you might have to change the meaning of competitive.
Well, hence we use the term healthy competition.
Yes,
I agree. I think there's nothing wrong. I think that's also why it keeps Delta sharp. We're constantly worried about what our competitive insurance companies are doing, whether it's Cigna, Metropolitan, whatever. So we always want to stay one benchmark ahead. So yeah, no, that I think that's a wise opinion you have there. So let's talk about kind of the, if I want to change my life, if I've been stressed. Okay, so now here we are, 2016, another new year. Like, what can I do to be more confident, to get the stress out of my life, and whether it's physical activity or something else? What are your thoughts on that?
I would say really commit to the change and understand that you're going to have to give some time and thought. That's the contemplation part, and you're going to have to prepare to make a change, and that you can't just immediately go into action. So these get quick things that you see advertised all the time, or you think you can go to.
You can't get a body like that by doing a 2-minute workout.
The 8-week, a magic thing. It's not going to work. But the bottom line, and I've thought about this for a long, long time, is you need to love yourself and accept yourself enough to feel that you're worth it. You are worth it personally. That effort to make the change.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing is, sort of building on that, is you have to have a passion for that exercise. For example, if your goal is more exercise, it can't be drudgery. That's one of the reasons why I've gotten into this boxing, is I really look forward to it. I'm not boxing people. You're on a bag, but it's just been a fascinating, got me out of my comfort zone, and I really look forward to it. So I think whether it's that, whether it's running, whether it's walking, whether it's yoga, whether it's getting onto the weights, I think just finding something that you look forward to so you'll want to continue to do it.
I can't agree more. And for some skeptics would say that how can exercise, how can running, how can any of those pursuits be fun? Maybe they won't be for you initially, but you can sort of cop that attitude of learning to love it. You might not love it initially, but you can learn to love it.
You'll find there's so many. That's what I love about our campus. We have walking groups, we have yoga, we have running groups, we have cross country. So we got about a little bit less than a minute. I know that you were big on the snowshoe circuit last year. Has those races occurred this year with the lack of snow?
Not yet, because of lack of snow.
And did you find that helped your running game this year for 2015?
Yes, definitely. A couple things about that. Endurance, for one, it's like running uphill all the time, but also strength and balance.
Absolutely. Okay, so Capital Air Race Series, runcarsnewhampshire.com. I want to see all my running friends sign up, first race being March 26th. Tom Walton, you're a tremendous person, leader. Very inspirational, not only for our employees, but also for the NHTI student athletes. So thank you for living with us here right in Concord. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.